This is the Things to Live For podcast. Here's Rick.
Thanks, Faith. Welcome to the place where we focus on life's little pleasures. We did an episode not too long ago about going into a good rant when you're angry and how it can be good for you. Sometimes, though, putting your frustration into words isn't possible. Often, the emotions are just so raw that you're way too upset to verbalize your thoughts. In certain situations, you know that if you speak out, you might actually say something that you'll eventually regret. We all know that you can't keep your feelings locked up inside. It's just not healthy. So we need to find different ways to release the tension. We mentioned punching or screaming into a pillow in the other episode, but you can only do so much of that before you wear yourself out. Some people like to exercise to let off some steam. Going for a run, lifting weights, or playing sports are all really productive ways to get rid of that tension. Just doing something a bit physical, like fixing things around the house, shampooing carpets, scrubbing the bathroom, or cleaning the car, are all really great ways to release anger. Now, there are others of us that like to deal with tension in a much less direct manner. They like to direct all their focus and energy towards their hobbies, like gardening, fishing, cooking, sewing, or even shopping. When the wave of emotions has all but passed and we've blown off all the tension, we're thankful for all the many positive ways that we can release our anger. Thanks for listening to the bite-sized show that tries to spread good vibes 2 minutes at a time. Did you know that you can listen to our mini podcast on your Amazon smart device? It's easy to set up. Instructions are on our website. The details are coming your way. But first, let's hear from Faith. I'm Rick. Have a blessed day.
Are you in crisis? Or do you know anyone who might be? You are not alone, and help is available. If you're located in the U.S., visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. If you're outside of the U.S., visit iasp.info. Help is just a click away.
For more episodes and other ways to listen, visit thingstolivefor.com. That's things, the number two, livefor.com.